On a beautiful run through the park on a pleasant day, you can easily get lost.
No, no, no! She didn't kill him!
Huh?
In your true crime podcast.
It was the pool guy. So obvious.
Whatever motivates you works for us. It's all about letting your run be your run. And Brooks is here for every runner, doing the research and sweating the details to create gear that works for you. It's your run. Brooks, run happy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on.
Let's ride.
Let's ride, Rich.
Johnson it!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Just add Russ. That's it. That's the ingredient for the cooking. Just add Russ. 100%. Throws the ball, and it is deflected. Because a loser of this game is in a world of hurt.
Earlier on the show, NFL on Fox analyst Mark Schlereth. Coming up, two-time Super Bowl champion LeSean McCoy. Plus, owner and CEO of WOW, Women of Wrestling, Jeannie Buss, and David McClain. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've got a lot of Friday fun coming up. What's more likely about what's coming up on this weekend? By the way, the Alabama-Texas A&M game that we've been talking about ever since Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban went at it during the summer. That's this weekend. Major League Baseball playoffs has begun. We come on the air hour number two here on Roku, on the Roku channel, along with the rest of our listening audience, with a scoreless game in Cleveland between the Guardians and the Tampa Bay Rays. Shane Bieber got a no-hitter through four, no hits through four, scoreless. I'll be honest with you, I had totally forgotten baseball playoffs began today, you know, because the Yankees are sitting at home. You Mets fans know it starts today.
Want to start on a Friday?
No, that's the way I'm starting on this Friday. Yeah, you know what? It's all about fun. The NHL season begins in the Czech Republic an hour from now.
Really?
Yeah, don't forget the Sharks and Predators with the Czechs.
Hey, Rich, Heim Bloom said re-signing Xander and Rafael Devers is a priority.
Fantastic. So. Well, you can ask Mookie Betts about it here in Los Angeles.
I hate you.
Hey, look, I'm firing away on all cylinders. You know,
let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. Russell Wilson taking it on the chin today like Jordan Poole.
Wow.
That's how we're rolling today. I
mean, you woke up and chose violence today.
I did not.
You and Draymond.
I did not. Jeannie,
that's funny.
Thank you so much, Amari Cooper. Jeannie Buss and David McClain, the owner of the Lakers and the founder of WOW Women of Wrestling, are here. Yeah. We're gonna take a little bit of a U-turn from everything else that we were talking here with the owner of the Lakers and the founder of WOW Women of Wrestling. They're here in person.
Looking forward
to it.
But
right now, let's turn the phone lines. Somebody who I haven't spoken to in a minute. One of my favorites, covering in this league when he was a player of the decade back in the teens. And then, of course, you know, he's a two-time Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, he is.
Six-time Pro Bowler with a lot to say right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, LeSean Shady McCoy. Shady. How you doing? LeSean.
How you doing, man? I see you're fired up today. Whoa.
I know, right? I'm just cutting on dimes. How about you?
Wow. I'm good. I'm happy to be on the show, man. Thanks for having me back on.
What'd you think of last night's performance, LeSean?
I was bored. I was definitely bored. But, I mean, hey, I think everybody's so tough on Russ right now. You know, it takes a little time. He's not cooking yet, but I think he will eventually.
Well, what do you see? I mean, you're a West Coast offense guy, clearly, LeSean. We're all those years with Andy Reid. What are you seeing from this offense that is not cooking in the manner that obviously everyone expected?
Yeah, they just don't look efficient, man. Like, even some like the gimmies, man, the quick outs, a lot of the easy concept routes, they're not really converting on. You know, a lot of drop balls, but then a lot of misreads from Russ. So I think it's just a matter of just like gelling together. New first-time head coach. You know, Russ is in a new environment, new place. I think it takes a little bit of time. It looks like they want to be a running team, run the ball, but then you have this, you know, $100 million quarterback. You got to throw it. So I guess they're trying to find a medium.
Well, I mean, $245 million. You cut him $145 million off, and that's the number that you're going to constantly hear in this day and age when somebody switches teams and doesn't perform well, and the team that traded you is actually performing better. You know, the pressure is on Nathaniel Hackett as well. So why do you think there is such anti-Russ feeling on this day, LeSean? To what do you owe that, do you think?
I think I think people hate on Russ. Let's just keep it real. I think people just hate on Russ. I guess some of the way he may act seems corny to some people, right? That's one of it. And another thing is, you know, you pay a guy that much money, you want to see results. You want to see, you know, going forward on 4th and 1 and converting, you know, winning games down the stretch. So I see that's why people probably are so hard on him, you know. But I truly think it takes time. Like, they gave him this money to win, but if he didn't win the first year, they're not going to, like, get rid of him. I think that money and that contract is based on, hey, these next 3-4 years, we need a championship, right? We need a competitive team. I think he could deliver that in due time.
So what? How do you think it's playing in the locker room? KJ Hamler throwing his helmet down. He's got 37 career catches, and I'd never seen a receiver in Seattle do that once with Russ. I mean, I didn't see every snap with Russ in Seattle, but it just seems that maybe we, even within his own walls, things aren't working out.
Yeah, well, you could tell everybody's frustrated. I've been there. I mean, we have a big expectation. You know, I remember one year we were supposed to be the dream team, and we weren't, you know, and everybody was pissed off. So I could see him being a younger player, being, you know, pretty angry, getting Russ, would think that things would change when it's not looking good. So everybody's probably just frustrated. I'm sure Russ is frustrated. He probably doesn't show it the same way, you know, but I think a lot of other players are probably just angry of the situation, what's going on, how they're playing.
Fox Sports Speak co-host, 2-time Super Bowl champ, 2-time All-Pro running back LeSean McCoy here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are you seeing that's working in Philadelphia on the opposite end?
Let's talk about my boy. Yes, sir. It got to go with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is really the guy that's pushing that engine, has the keys to that car. When you look at that team, honestly, not because I'm being biased, not because I'm the all-time leading rusher there, just being honest.
Yep.
We have the best team. I'm talking about management, head coach, collectively. You know, defense, in the backfield, up front. Like, we have it all. And I think that's what you need from a team. We might not have the best quarterback. We might not have the number one receiver, but we have good enough collective together that we're the real deal. And this is a scary team.
I love Jalen Hurts, and I love what he's turning into. I mean, he's a rock star. I think he's a rock star, definitely,
yeah.
Right now, LeSean. And and you know what it's like in Philadelphia, how that type of performance will be lifted up. But what do you think is happening in Tampa, another spot that you won a championship in? What do you think is going on with TB12 and this offense? They're 2-2 right now. Going into week 5, a big game in Atlanta. Both teams at 2-2.
I just feel like everybody's like panicking, right? I guess it's Tom Brady. It's been a lot of things off, you know, like in the off season, he missed 11 days of camp, and everybody's bringing that up, and the team's not winning. But it's Tom Brady. Like, let's relax. I think the biggest issue is this getting healthy, right? He played what? Mike Evans just got back from suspension. Julio Jones and Chris Godwin, they've been away. He just got them back. So the defense is doing very, very well. You know, and I think as a team, if you had to worry about the offense with Tom Brady as your quarterback, that's like a good thing, because eventually we know he'll pick it up and get going.
LeSean McCoy here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know what? You're part of the paparazzi now, aren't you, LeSean? You're like flow.
A little bit.
No. You're full on, right? You're full on. You're talking about more than just football, right, LeSean? Am I correct?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me put you to the test then, right here. What'd you think of Draymond throwing that right hand at Jordan Poole? What'd you think of that one?
I'll tell you, first of all, yes, right, it was a beautiful connection. I gotta add that in. That was a beautiful connection. But
that's your first take? It was a picture perfect punch. I know that's another show on Fox, but okay, let's keep going. What else?
But this is the thing, man. Like, seriously, like, brothers fight, right? Brothers fight. We don't fist. We push. Teammates fight. DeSean Jackson was probably one of my favorite teammates. He's one of my best friends to this day. We fought. Right, and that's what brothers do. The only thing I'm upset about is that it leaked out. Mm. Like, that should be in-house. That should never get out. If there's so many stories that people don't know about, I'm sure the guys fought, teammates, friends, best friends, coaches, you name it. Like, you're asking gladiators to go on there and compete and fight at a high level. There's going to be some disagreements, and that happens. So I just hate that it got out and makes Draymond like a terrible person, where they probably had an argument and it after maybe a couple of days, and it led to a punch. But they'll be fine. Like, come on. It happens.
But I mean, okay, let me bite on this one a little bit. So you and DeSean Jackson actually hit fisticuffs? When you saw that, what Draymond hit Jordan Poole, one of you hit the other one like that? what you're saying?
No. We never got to the blows.
Okay.
Right? It probably could have led there, you know what I'm saying? But it never got that far. More like pushing and arguing. But that happens. Like, I guess a different scenario, we might have threw blows. But I love that guy, you know?
So you think Draymond apologizing to the team and everybody knowing what he means to the team, that they can literally put that in a box and go win another championship? You think that's possible, LeSean?
I think they can. I just wish that if it didn't go public with the video, I think it would have been a lot easier to do that. I remember when Steph Curry was hurt, right, mm-hmm. in the playoffs, and Jordan Poole was going off, right? They asked Draymond about the, you know, Poole and et cetera. And this is when Steph Curry was coming off the bench. He said, listen, Poole has to play because Poole's a dog. He's a beast. And we know Draymond loves Steph Curry. He said, now eventually Steph will, you know, emerge back to the player he is once he's healthy. But we got to get Jordan Poole on the court. So that lets you know that he got a lot of love for Jordan Poole. They just probably had a difference, you know, and that happens in football and basketball and sports.
LeSean McCoy here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, so who's the team in the AFC that you like? Who do you think is going to take it out of the AFC from here? Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Bills. Right? I think the Bills are super dope. They're coached very, very well. I was over here with Sean McDermott and yes. And I played with Josh Allen, so I love the Bills. Although the Chiefs are looking good, they don't look the same scary explosive offense that we're used to seeing with Tyreek Hill. But that shows you how great Andy Reid is. He's still getting it done with a superstar quarterback and the play calling. The play calling Andy Reid has been doing lately has been amazing. So those are like my two picks.
Nobody else? You don't see? What do you think of what's going on with Baltimore? Obviously, the fourth quarter issues that they've had against the Dolphins and the Bills aside, you know, this is a team that we could be talking about like the Eagles. There's a lot to obviously, but, you know.
Yeah, I love the Ravens. I think Action Jackson is amazing, right? I think that they have a chance to be a Super Bowl team, you know, a contender. It's like, you know, 3-4 teams that could potentially win a championship, I think, in East Division. And they're one of them. I just think that they got to learn how to finish a little better, which will happen. It's only, week 4, week 5, so they can get that taken care of. But they're a pretty good team.
Okay. What about the Cowboys and Cooper Rush? What do you think the right time to reinsert Dak is into that equation?
Listen, you might not like this because most people don't, and I guess I'm an Eagle guy, but Cooper Rush is quarterback one. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Listen, the same thing that happened to Dak before, right, where he took over for Romo, could potentially be the same thing that happened to him. I think the money's a little different, so that might save him, but just picture this. Cooper Rush goes to Los Angeles, and they beat the Rams. Right?
Yes.
Let's say they lose to the Eagles because that's probably what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
Which Dak, you know, it's not a guarantee that he'd beat the Eagles and the Rams. So it's like, when do you think it's a good time to put him in? Because then when you put him in, America's favorite team, and this dude doesn't play well, he has the same performance he had against the Bucks, 100 yards, 130 yards, no touchdowns, interception, putting only 3 points up. They lose that game. Dallas fans are like, hey, man, put Cooper Rush in. One thing about being on the media side now, and I'm working for Fox to speak, I look at all the quotes from all the players on the team and the opposing teams. That's like a Tom Brady thing I learned from him. And all his teammates talk highly about Cooper Rush. They're confident with him. They're comfortable with him. I look at the opposing teams. He's doing pretty well. As a backup, he plays well against the blitz, et cetera. Has great ball placements. He makes good checks. So I'm like, dang. I think he's good because my eyeballs work. I played for a couple of years, did pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm reading the quotes from the opposing team and his team. It's a tricky situation because now you put Dak in there and he doesn't play well, then what? Only you would know that, I guess, huh?
It's LeSean McCoy, are you telling me out of all that, by the way, I appreciated the insight there, Brady's got a clipping service? Like he hears everything that's said about him and it's placed in his locker or something like that? What are you talking about?
What do you got? I picked that up from him. You know, he likes to. I guess because like sometimes, right? It's like it's a competitive advantage. He's always trying to get that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh well, if the secondary keeps saying, you know, this week we're going to do a great job of trying to contain Mike Evans, you know, bump around Mike Evans, stuff like that. Well, dang, if three of them said it, they're probably going to do that. So small stuff like that, he's always getting a competitive advantage. That's why he's the greatest of all time.
You know, he probably got that from Belichick to begin with, probably. You know, that sounds like the two of them together with a nice little clipping service. Maybe that's it.
I mean, it might be. One's a winner, one's a guy that was winning because of him. So
oh.
Come on. And you know that.
Wow. LeSean McCoy.
That's right. That's the truth. Wow.
So Belichick wouldn't be Belichick without Brady? You don't think so?
Absolutely not. You telling me you think Bill Belichick would be the same without Tom Brady? Look at it. See, I think he's a good coach, but he's not the world beater like everybody makes him to be. Let's give it to Tom Brady.
He almost beat the Packers with Bailey Zappi.
Went to the playoffs, got blown out by 30 points by the Bills. Right? When you watch the Patriots, you're not scared of the Patriots no more. Tom's gone. Listen, I'll say this.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady was there, right, and you put, I don't know, I'm going to start naming some coaches. You put a guy like Mike Tomlin there, I think they win more than 5 championships. You put a guy like Rex Ryan in there, they're going to win more than 3 championships.
Oh, LeSean McCoy. Come on now. Come on.
Why? This is my thing. I'll give you a better example. When I was with the Bills, I remember they cut Jamie Collins. And me and the guys were always like, how the hell they cut this dude? Like, this dude was the best player on the defense, right? I guess he didn't want to sign a contract they wanted to sign. You do stuff like that when you got Brady, right? Soon Brady leaves. Now you're paying a lot of money to get these defensive players. I've never seen them spend so much money on defense. And they're an okay team. They're an okay team without Tom Brady. Matter of fact, they even give you better numbers. Without Tom Brady, Coach Belichick's a 500 coach. That's what he is. That's what the numbers say.
Yeah, I mean, you got LeSean.
That's what it is.
I've been around the guy. Have you been around Bill? How many times have you been around Bill?
I've been around him.
He's next level. I mean, I know you could say that without Brady, he might not have won as many games or championships. You could say that about. What could you say that about, you know, Shula without Greasy? Could you say that about anybody that's had a quarterback who's generationally brilliant? I don't know, man.
Tom is different than anybody we're talking about.
I understand. I love Brady just as much as the next guy. But when you went Rex Ryan, that's where you lost me. I got to be very honest with you. As a diehard Jet fan, you lost me on that one.
Do you think that?
Come on.
The Patriots will ever win another championship. How about that's a better question?
Well,
if
I mean,
the Patriots for another 20 years, will they win a championship?
Yes, if you give them 20 years, I would say yes to that. You would say no, obviously.
Okay. Do they win a playoff game?
How does this work on Fox Sports One? Do we just agree to disagree and that's it, or because again, do we just disengage?
You know what I love about Fox?
Yes,
they let me be who I am, and like, because like people, go, oh, you can't say that about Bill, and I'm like, well, I'm not really saying it's the numbers. The numbers say he's 500. When Brady's not there.
LeSean McCoy. Look for my number when we call again. I got in-studio guests I got to get to, but I greatly appreciate your time on this busy Friday, sir. Thanks for the call.
All right. Always love, brother.
Right back at you. At Cut on Dime 25, LeSean McCoy right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, I had at Rex Ryan, he lost me there.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. I've got the top five storylines I'm interested in for the next 4 weeks. We've already got a ton of narratives through 4 weeks.
Love it.
I've got five for four, and then you've got an hour three, What's More Likely. TJ Jefferson from his pulpit will give us some fantasy advice. But when we come back, we're going to take a break from the football world. This is great stuff. Jeannie Buss is here from just down the road. The Lakers have their offices just down the road. David McLean, who created WOW Women of Wrestling. They're here together. We're going to chat with them next in person right here on this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. 2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're kind of going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers, but over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite. It's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. netsuite.com/richpod. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Joining me, I got a couple of guests right here from just down the road where she is the owner and controlling owner and president of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now also owner of WOW, Women of Wrestling, and the executive producer of the broadcast, along with the founder and CEO of WOW, Women of Wrestling, David McLean, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Jeannie and David. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Yes. Absolutely. Let's just jump right into this here because the WOW Women of Wrestling franchise returned in 2022 with a partnership with Paramount Global Content Distribution. How did you get involved in all of this, Jeannie Buss?
You know, I've been around sports almost 40 years.
Yes, I've heard of that.
And I knew that, you know, people would ask me, you know, how I'm investing in women's sports. And I really... You know, what's happening in women's sports right now is it's really finally blossoming. And there are so many great female athletes because of Title IX. And, you know, unless you're going into the WNBA or a professional golfer,
yes,
there's not a lot of places for all these great athletes to have a platform to show, you know, their years of dedication of, you know, playing field hockey or volleyball at a collegiate level. And, you know, we train them and it's just an opportunity for them to show off their talent, earn some money. And, you know, hopefully we'll find the next, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, give them an opportunity to shine like they do.
And then go from there after all of that, as obviously there's been a lot of go from there for Dwayne since that. So, David, you've been on the ground floor, though, of.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
so
Rich,
going back to GLOW, right?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in wrestling and then I was fortunate enough to think women needed a stage back in the 80s. And I founded GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And that had a great run of 4 years in syndication. And then Jeannie and I actually met when we were doing roller hockey back in the early 90s and have been friends since. And Jeannie came to one of the WOW wrestling matches right over at the Great Western Forum.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'll only be there for 5 minutes, David, only five, and then I'm leaving. I'll let her tell you why. And so... At 1 a.m. when I'm walking down through the forum locker rooms, I see Jeannie still there with some of the wrestlers. And she ran out to say, how do I get involved in this? This is great. You've really created something. These girls are like real life female superheroes. And that became the tagline for branding the talent as WOW Superheroes.
Yeah.
And they're real life superheroes.
So you're branding when you're not even trying to brand.
Exactly.
You're saying,
it's like, let me jump in here because I thought when he had said women's wrestling, I thought it was mud wrestling or jello wrestling and it would be something
like Stripes,
really,
like you're talking about the movie Stripes. Is that what you're saying?
Something very sleazy. And so I was like, oh gosh, I used every excuse. But once I saw it, because I was a kid that collected comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would be the one that would tie a towel around my neck and pretend to be Supergirl. And that's what these girls get to do. That it's character driven, larger than life, you know, good versus evil. But it's about female empowerment. And it's about women fighting their own battles against each other instead of running to a man to save them. And, you know, maybe their opinions might be misguided, but they're willing to stand up for what they believe in and they're passionate about it. And I think that's an important message for young women to hear.
And something unique, Rich, is when we did, you know, GLOW when we started.
Yes.
Not that athletic. And athleticism through Title IX now, I've really seen the transformation over years of what female athletes have become. And the performers in WOW that are our superheroes now are so athletic. And Jeannie knew something else. Not only did she accidentally brand the superheroes, she knew immediately, she said, David, you're going to start to see as you develop your own talent, women that come directly from sports, from college, that want to get into this. And I said, really? She said, oh, yes, because they don't have, they have a limited space, a limited footprint where to go. And sure enough, today in WOW Women of Wrestling, which any of your viewers can check their local listings and see in all of their markets across the country, there are Division One performers in WOW. Everything from Division One divers, weightlifters, softball, the tennis team, etc. And they've come from college and gotten back into sports through wrestling. It's very interesting. And Jeannie saw that way before I ever thought it would happen.
And when was this night at the forum? When was this?
That was way back.
I mean, you said Western Forum.
Yes,
so, I mean,
exactly.
That had to have been that long
ago. We started it, went into syndication in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Then we took a break. And Jeannie thought around 2015, I was working with ESPN for several years. She says, David, we've got to reboot WOW Women of Wrestling. The timing's right. So we started it. It aired on a cable station for a while. Then COVID hit, and we were fortunate enough to pick up our global distribution footprint now, which is the largest in the history of wrestling through a partnership with Paramount. And it's groundbreaking. As you noted earlier, I've been in wrestling a long time.
Yes.
And we never had the footprint to always continue the storylines, to continue the building up of who the stars are. And now Paramount has provided us that footprint. So in every market in the United States, for the first, GLOW wasn't on except in 100+ markets, and everyone knows the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Women's wrestling's on in every market in the U.S., and it's now on globally.
Wow, Women of Wrestling can be caught in weekend syndication, which is, that's old school right there. Like, that's,
we went
old school.
Because wrestling migrated to cable, and you know, the brains to be said, hold it, there's a great opportunity to go old school Saturday morning, Saturday afternoons, late night, weekend. And what was very interesting is it's very rare in syndication today, it's original programming. 52 weeks out of the year, original programming. So it's groundbreaking on many levels.
And we appeal to families, you know, men and women. And, you know, I'm a business person, and wrestling has been a lucrative business and has lasted many, many decades through many different platforms. And so I wanted something that would be lasting. I've been asked to invest in a lot of other women's sports, but I couldn't see where it could sustain itself. I want something that you know, will be around even after I'm not.
Jeannie Buss and David McLean here on the Rich Eisen Show, the owner and also executive producer, founder and CEO, respectively, of WOW Women of Wrestling. David, what does it mean to have Jeannie involved?
Everything. Because in my, you know, GLOW and my steps to get women's wrestling seen, I never had the right partner or anyone. And I don't mean partner just in terms of financial support, vision support. Jeannie lends so much in terms of vision, as I noted, from branding to seeing the vision of women coming from college sports to wrestling. It means everything.
I don't mean, by the way, to have you talked about like you're not sitting in between us right now. But I apologize for that.
But anyone, I tell everyone and anyone, really, Jeannie, by adding her voice to women's wrestling, gave it the platform that it now has. It wouldn't be here without her.
Well, I think in order for women's sports to really become successful, it takes people like me to invest their own money. This isn't Laker money. This is my money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to really invest and give women opportunities that, you know, that are few and far between in the sports industry.
Did GLOW ever show up in the forum back in the day?
It was based in Las Vegas. And then, of course, a new generation of fans know what GLOW is because of the Netflix scripted series that you know, may or may not have been completely accurate.
No, it wasn't totally accurate. Rich, I did not have a little machine bringing me drugs in my suite at the Riviera.
You did not. I need to make a note of that. You did not have that happen. Okay. All right.
My vice was the ice cream Katie's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but you can't make a TV show out of that.
I know.
Come on.
Tell them about some of the great characters we have, like the Beast.
Oh, yes. Anyone watch Wow's got to, she's a specimen, the Beast, a natural athlete. We've got Candy Crush, Foxy Fierce. Her sister's going to be joining us in the season coming up. The athletic performances of the Tonga twins, the Carlson twins. We have three sets of twins in Wow. And I'll mention the Carlson twins. They were Division I basketball players and they were in Nebraska. So from their education and schooling, they went into occupational therapy and started their own business. Their dad is their CFO and manages the money. And they have offices in Florida. And so here are two women that came from college, Division I basketball, starting their own profession. And they just wanted to get back into sports. And they found a wrestling school down in Florida and went and joined it, and they were hooked like that. And I saw them through social media and called them up and said, hey, I see you guys are into professional wrestling. You're professionals in business.
Yeah.
Would you want to join the WOW Women of Wrestling? They flew out here, left their business to their dad to run for a while, and they got in a hotel, and they went into the WOW training school for over 4 months and perfected their wrestling. And that's the type of athletes we have now.
And we have a mother and daughter.
Oh, yes. Holly Swag and her mother.
Please tell me they are going to be wrestling on Mother's Day, right?
I know, oh, yeah.
We got to have...
I don't know if that falls on Saturday.
I don't mean to take the branding wheel here for a second, Jeannie, but I mean, that's got to be... You got to have that,
Big
right?
Rig Betty. They're truck drivers. They're from Kentucky. Or no, Tennessee. They're from Tennessee. Excuse me. They live in Kentucky.
And they
now.
Really are. She's really a truck driver.
And, really?
You know,
in real life.
And I love that. Big Rig Betty. And of
Holly
course,
Swag.
And of course, there's Americana, who is a single mother. And
I got to interrupt you there. On Americana, she lives in San Diego. She tried out for WWE years ago on their Tough Enough, and she found out she was pregnant, and she had her son. And has been raising him as a single mom. Son's now six. And so she came up for the WOW tryouts, and they're held here in L.A., and we've got a brand-new training center we're opening up here off the 405 at HHLA in about a month or so. And she would drive every day, Rich, from San Diego up to L.A., the Valley.
I don't even go there from down here.
I know it. And she would train 2 to 3 hours a day to become a wrestler, and she's in WOW Women of Wrestling now. So
I love stories like that. I mean, that's the good stuff. I mean, that's the underpinnings of what you guys obviously trying to build. You're trying to build narratives. You're trying to build stars. You're trying to build audience. You're trying to build recognition. And I'm thrilled that you're, you know, stopping by here, that I can be part of that. So what... Jeannie Buss is your vision of, like, what is the ultimate success that you view here that you want this to...
You know, just an ongoing a place for women athletes to show, after the years of dedication and competing in whatever sport, that here's a place where you can perform in front of your friends and family and maybe, you know... take that next step and become a media star like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And obviously everybody's got, I'm sure, TikTok pages, and everybody's settled up with Instagram pages and things like that.
It's starting.
Right.
We're no pun intended. Mm-hmm. It's Jeannie and David, not just David. Mm-hmm. Jeannie and David versus Goliath.
Nice.
There's so many sports out there. There's so many stations. Everyone's got to find their niche. We offer an alternative to the existing wrestling programs that are out there today. We've got something for the moms that no other program has, and their daughters, because we're 24/7. Our DNA is women 24/7, and there's no other wrestling program with that. But literally, we're starting this thing really because we're doing homegrown talent There's new characters. It's just starting, and we hope people check their local listings and tune into it.
And obviously,
Wow Women of Wrestling.
And at Wow Superheroes on social media as well. You can find classic episodes of Wow on CW Seed and Pluto TV platforms.
So we do have several performers in Wow that are from different countries.
And where are the locations that you're having
all the events? Are taped here in Los Angeles, downtown LA.
All right. So if people are in town, they can where can they go to check this thing out or get tickets or anything?
Well, we finished letting the cat out of the bag a little.
Okay.
The events for season one, most of them have all been taped.
Got it.
And season two will be coming up shortly in the new year.
All right. Yeah, just check out the website, and we love to have a studio audience.
Okay. You want people there and get going. And one last thing. If there are people who are watching this saying, I can do that. I want to do that. I want to get involved. I want to be the next mother-daughter team or what have you.
Yes. Please just go to WOWE.com, Wowie.com. There'll be a place there to hit and communicate with us.
Okay.
We will get it. It'll be brought to us. And we are doing tryouts this fall here in L.A. And our last ones we were going to do were postponed. They were going to be in Miami, and COVID hit us, and we couldn't do that. But the next ones will be here in L.A., and we encourage that.
How many people tried out the last time?
Oh, over 800 submissions, Rich. Over 800 submissions.
Well, let's put a zero on the end of that.
Wow.
That's our. Wow is right. I am mandated to ask you what your dad would think of this. What would your dad
He would be
this?
So proud of me because, you know, I grew up doing roller hockey, tennis, volleyball, indoor soccer, whatever could, you know, event that we could come up with. Yeah. And so he would be proud that I'm using my background in creating events and giving women opportunities because he empowered me. And I can't tell you how much that means when your father tells you and believes in you, what that can do for a young lady. So that's always my advice to girl dads.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. You know, I'll show her this, and I'll check it out. And everybody should check this out. Again, a new season of WOW premiered in September. Check your local listings, currently airing in weekend syndication. And you can find classic episodes of WOW Women of Wrestling on CWC and Pluto TV platforms at WOW Superheroes and WOWE.com if you want to get
possibly
in on the act yourself.
Get in and try out.
Yeah, I mean, I just heard the words titanium suitcase, you know. I gotta, you know. I don't hear that thrown about too often.
And don't trust the lawyers.
Don't trust the lawyers. I've heard that one too. David McLean, thank you so much. Jeannie Buss, thanks again. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
That. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 2000, 2008, 2022, sure, when it comes to the economy, these are some scary years. Whatever we're going through right now, whatever you want to call it, is a dot-com crash and housing crash associated with those other years. You need to know your numbers right now, folks, is basically what we're telling you. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. What are you waiting for? Right now, go to NetSuite, which is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Go to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. That's netsuite.com/richradio. Let's return to the world of the National Football League. Why don't we? Week 5, already one game in the books, but let's forget about that game.
Yeah, please, God. Please. Forget about it.
We are at the quarter post point of this playing season, meaning 4 weeks worth of narratives, a whole month of narratives in the narrative generating machine known as the National Football League have been built. I have sat down and come up with the 5 most burning questions I have next 4 weeks that I want answered over the next month. And that's my top 5 list for this Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Go for it, Mike.
You just
Del Tufo is out. So we've got Jay Felly hitting the button for the NFL Films music. Here we go. Number 5 on this list. Simple question. Are the 49ers again turning into the proverbial team you don't want to face or not? Okay. The stinkorama that we saw last night on Thursday Night Football made a lot of people forget about the stinkorama we saw involving the 49ers on that same field a couple of Sunday nights ago. Mm-hmm. As did, by the way, the way that we saw the Rams and the 49ers finish off week four, with the Niners finishing off the Rams like they have done many times before in the regular season. Last year's NFC Championship game, a different result. Bottom line is the 49ers went into last year's postseason as the proverbial team you don't want to face. That's the team we saw on Monday night to finish up the first quarter of the season. Are we going to see more of that? 49ers next four games at Carolina, look out. Even Steve Smith Sr. said look out yesterday. At Atlanta, let's check out those back-to-back games visiting the NFC South, going all the way across the country, and then home for the Kansas City Chiefs before they rematch the Rams in SoFi. That's a fascinating next month. Let's see the answer to that question. That's number five. The top four, number four on the list of burning questions and storylines for the next 4 weeks, which AFC playoff team from last year is going to separate? Will the Chiefs separate from the rest of the AFC West? Sure looks like they could if they beat the Raiders to start things off. What about the Bills? The Bills are 3-1. They've played three of their first four on the road. Very rough games, and they've won again three of their first four. Can the Bengals separate from the rest of the pack in the AFC North? They play the Ravens on Sunday night. They could start there. And then, of course, there's Tennessee. Tennessee's 2-2, just like Jacksonville, and now 2-2-1 Indianapolis. Which one of those four teams will separate over the next month? One assumes that one will. I'm curious to see how the AFC picture plays out over the next month. Number three storyline for the next 4 weeks I'm eager to see play out. What happens when defenses catch up to Mike McDaniel? What happened? Because that's what happens in the NFL. Rod Woodson once told me this when I asked him all those years ago about a Miami offense called the Wildcat that worked very well against the Patriots, and there worked very well against a bunch of teams. Ronnie Brown made a Pro Bowl, for crying out loud. I asked Rod Woodson in that offseason, how's somebody going to stop the Wildcat? He laughed at me. And I'm like, why? The Wildcat is, you know, easy to figure out. He goes, yeah, but no organism on the planet is more adaptive. No organism on the planet adapts better than an NFL defense. He goes, give defensive coordinators enough time, they're going to figure it out. Somebody's going to try and figure out Mike McDaniel, and the question is, does it happen over the next 4 weeks or not at all? I'm curious to get the answer to that one. Number two on this list, if the season ended today, you know who would get MVP votes? Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, that's right.
Saquon Barkley would get MVP votes.
You're right.
Can over the next month, one of my storylines, number two on this list of top five storylines for the next 4 weeks, does Saquon have the legs for an MVP run? Because if the Giants go 3-1 and emerge 6-2 and they're in the mix for an NFC East championship and at the top of the NFC, and Saquon's still doing this and is leading the league and rushing halfway through, we're not going to give MVP talk to that quarterback, that's for sure.
Who's playing, by the way, this weekend?
It's what it looks like. Yeah. Saquon in London. Can he keep running through? Can he run through the Packers defense the way that he ran through that tough Giants defense in their only loss of the first quarter of the season? That's number two. And the top storyline for me over the next 4 weeks in a narrative generating machine of the NFL that's already generated a ton of narratives over the first 4 weeks. Number one is, how long can the Eagles stay atop the NFC? That's it. Because right now we're focused on this team. And they're undefeated. They're the last undefeated team in this league, and Jalen Hurts is a rock star in this league, and how long can they stay atop the NFC if the Niners are doing what they're doing, and can the Bucs start putting things together? The Packers are 3-1, the Cowboys with Cooper Rush, the Giants are 3-1. How long can they stay atop the NFC and stay undefeated? The next 4 weeks will tell a lot about that. They've got a game at Arizona this week. That's a fascinating one. And then home for Dallas on a Sunday night before there's a bye, and then Pittsburgh before they have a Thursday nighter at Houston. That's their next four. That's the narrative. Number one for me over the next 4 weeks of this NFL campaign. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. Hour number three is for you at 844-204 for Rich, and for us with TJ's Fantasy Advice and What's More Likely and more. We're still on the Roku channel 210 for those scoring at home.
Those are good. I like Odyssey, those.
Shout out Roku Joe.
I did have one. Like if we did this yesterday, will Gino continue to cook better than Russ? That was number five, and I swapped that out after last night because I didn't want it to seem like I'm piling on here.
I get it.
Because we were originally going to do this yesterday.
Yes. Right. And so, but I'm glad I did because I think this is more of a nationally germane question that needs to be answered for more people over the next 4 weeks. Are the Niners that team, the proverbial team to beat, just like they were last year in the last half of the season, building up before they one and done the Cowboys and then the Packers? And then almost derailed the Rams Super Bowl party. Can Debo keep doing his thing? Can Jimmy G play mistake-free football? Can this defense stay healthy enough to look as damn good as they did? And they got two games against the NFC South that you think they could clean up right there. They're 4-2 before they welcome in the Chiefs. Hey now. And then go visit the Rams. Let's see. Because if they go sweep this next quarter, let's say they go 6-2 and they sweep the Rams and have that tiebreaker in their back pocket for the next half, for the final half of the season, that's huge. And then Niners and Chiefs, as we all know, a Super Bowl rematch that the Niners can prove to everybody, we can win it this year. Good stuff, man. Can't wait for the next month to play out. We come back. Again, hour number three, it's just for us as we get you ready for a huge sports weekend.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying hello, Ross, this week? Chelsea Handler.
I'm not home enough to have a third dog. My housekeeper basically is their parent. I'm not going to get another dog so that she has to take care of another dog until one of these dogs exits.
It's a good move. I have three rescue dogs and only two hands. And when you're one person, that's too hard to do. I recommend two max, okay?
Use your foot, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.